Welcome back, Wisconsin. If you're just joining us, welcome. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm with my producer, Brian Kelly. To close out this hour, first of all, kudos to Brian. You pulled a lot of sound. We've been listening to bits of it about the most recent Trump flip-flop on whether or not women deserve to be treated as full human beings under our nation's system of laws. And J.D. Vance's bizarre gender role worldview, it is really creepy. So he was on, what's the name of this podcast he was on?
It is
back in like 21, I think.
Moment of Truth podcast. It's always these weird podcasts he's on.
And very fringe.
His theory is that the women, the liberal women in his in Yale, want to go to work 90 hours in a cubicle at what is McKinsey?
Okay, so McKinsey, here's what he said. It's quote, you have people at Yale Law School, and you have women who think that truly the liberationist path, do you mean liberal? Because we'll talk about liberationist in just a second. That the liberationist path is to spend 90 hours a week working in a cubicle at McKinsey instead of having a family and starting a family and having children. Okay, first of all, McKinsey is the largest consulting firm in the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, quick question for us non-elites. What is McKinsey? Because dude is being very elite there. No idea what he's talking about.
I didn't know what McKinsey was myself until I was a senior in college, and someone that was a year or two older than I was, who was getting the same degree I was, people were all thrilled because she got a job at McKinsey.
Oh, McKinsey.
And then I found out what McKinsey was, and I was like, I don't want to go do that. By the way, just as a side note about McKinsey, I sued McKinsey as Milwaukee County's Corporation Counsel because they were the consulting firm to Purdue Pharmaceuticals, which basically single-handedly created the opioid epidemic. Just some Maggie notes on McKinsey.
That's fun. That'd be interesting to know when, you know, J.D. Vance is trying to relate to people and he talks about McKinsey and still have no idea.
It's an elite reference, yep. Right? Like, thank you for pointing that out, Brian. But the idea that, forget where it is, women who think that the liberationist path is to spend 90 hours a week working instead of starting a family and having children. Here's what I am. A liberated woman who has worked 90 hours a week. I did it for years. There were some years that I billed over 3,000 hours, okay? First of all, I want to explain to J.D. Vance the difference between me and my fellow lawyers at this big fancy law firm that went to Yale. I don't have a trust fund. I needed that job. I needed that job to help me with my student loans. Without that job, I was going broke. I wasn't there to find a husband. I was there to find a paycheck. So let's check yourself, JD, when you talk about the liberationist path. Here was my liberationist path. I wanted to owe no one and nothing. I wanted complete financial autonomy over my life. I didn't want to have to worry about relying financially on a man or a woman or anybody else. I wanted to pay off my student loans so that I could save money so that I wouldn't have to worry if I lost a job in the future. I wanted something to rely on that was wholly my own. I don't have kids, JD. Do I not count? Do I not get to vote? I don't have cats, but I have a dog. Am I a childless dog lady who made a wrong moral choice in your J.D. Vance's worldview? That hurts me to read that. And I'm not miserable. I have the job that I dreamed of. I'm not unhappy. I live a great life. But guess what? Women pursuing career because they want financial independence so that they are never deserted, so that they can provide for their children if they choose to have them, so that they can be independent. Liberation is choice, my friend. And being able to choose whatever career I want and choose when and where and with whom I will make children or not. That is liberation, JD. And shame on you for besmirching the choice of women to not have children and pursue a career, which by extension and implication also denigrates the choice of women to marry and or have children and stay home to raise them. Because if we collectively as women in a country don't respect the right of a woman to choose when and where and how to create a baby and what kind of career she wants or not, then we don't respect women at all. I'm just exhausted by all of this. And it's not just from Donald Trump or J.D. Vance. It's from Wisconsin's own congressional delegation, none other than Derek Van Orden. In an eerily similar kind of rant, Derek Van Orden has said, again, some creepy things about women. And basically, I mean, if we translate all this J.D. Vance special fancy speak down to its basic, is that women should stay home with kids. That is their purpose. And women who choose aggressively by some to pursue aggressive and cutthroat careers, oh, they by definition are miserable and unhappy. Why isn't it that men who pursue cutthroat aggressive careers, aren't they miserable and unhappy?
Well, Maggie, it's a dirty job and everyone's got to do it.
Well, it's actually the flip of that, right, Brian?
Yeah.
It's that men get to do the tough jobs and the aggressive jobs that pay a lot of money. And women, you, by virtue of your gender, don't belong in those spaces. That's what J.D. Vance is saying. I have a problem with that. I think most women have a problem with that. I think most Republican women have a problem with that. Like Nikki Haley, do you think that you should be doing these tough careers? Is that okay? What about Liz Cheney? That's the problem here. What about any Republican woman who's got a career doing tough, cutthroat things? It's just ridiculous. I'm going to continue on this tack come 3:30. Mark, set your timers. You're going to want to come back at least at 3:30 because J.D. Van Orten's got some crazy sound that Brian and I unearthed from a few years ago. Next up, of course, we've got Maggie and the Millionaires because it is top of the hour, 3 o'clock. What is all this about? Why is J.D. saying weird stuff? Because it's always about the money, money, money. J.D. wants the women to take those jobs that don't pay so much money, you know, like taking care of the kids at home for free. Or he wants his mother-in-law to do it for free. We'll be back with more. News, weather, and sports are up right now. And then Brian and I will be back at the top for Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.